Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. Heard this before? So did a lot of batsmen facing Shane Warne.
Gary has absolutely no idea what has happened to it. He's done in between his legs.
Now the Spin King joins the show to chat about his new book, No Spin.
And he has struck just before lunch.
Of course he did. There was probably Hawaiian pizza on the menu. Please welcome one of the best cricketers to ever play the game, Shane Warne.
Warney, welcome.
What? Okay, it's a bit early for a Hawaiian pizza at this stage, but I'm going
to
say no.
Oh, Warnie, I was watching you on the 7:30 last night with Lee Sales, and I didn't know you used to deliver pizza. You used to deliver 40 Winks beds. You did accounting, and obviously we knew you played football, but, yeah, I didn't know you were delivering pizzas, boy.
I know. I did pizzas. I work in a jewellery factory. I delivered beds for 40 Winks, so I thought at that stage, after my football career had finished, there has to be something more than, and there has to be something I'm good at. I can't be doing this for the rest of my life. Luckily, cricket found me, and I was very, very lucky to have a pretty long career.
Yeah, Shane, thank you very much for the memories, mate. Being a young Victorian, Boxing Day was built around chanting your name. But question from me, mate. You made a comment about Mitch Marsh, who is a member of our team. He pops in, obviously, being Western Australia. Do you not believe Mitch is good enough to be in the team, or just shouldn't be vice-captain of Australia at the moment?
No, I'm a big fan of Mitch Marsh. You know, I'm a huge fan, and I like Sean Marsh. He's played some unbelievable innings for Australia in recent times. I just thought the vice-captaincy was a bit premature. Yep. I thought, you know, he's only averaging 25 or 26 in Test cricket, and I didn't think he had cemented his spot in the side. So I found it a little bit strange that he was announced as vice-captain, because I want him to cement his spot in the side first, and I don't think he'd done that.
Now, there's a lot in your book, Shane. It's called No Spin. It's available now, but it discusses Elizabeth Hurley, some conversations with Kerry Packer. Was there any moments where you... Because you have to go and get approval before you sign off, right? Like, was there any awkward chats about stuff you were trying to get in the book, and maybe anyone who said, I'd prefer if you left that out?
No, I didn't speak to anyone about that. I just wrote a factual account. I'm honest the whole way through my book, like I've been my whole life. And I just gave a factual account of exactly what happened. So I don't know. I don't think you can get into too much trouble if you're honest. I don't think you can go wrong if you're honest.
Is there anyone that you are a bit nervous about that the person you were talking about might read it? Like, sometimes I say stuff on the show and I go, oh, God, maybe I'm going to let that one slide.
You know, there's always that sometimes the uncomfortable stuff where it was a bit of an issue with someone over a period of time and you're writing about it. It's something that happened 20 years ago, for instance, and it gets brought up again.
Yeah.
It's never easy for that. But at the end of the day, they happened. So there's no point sort of denying it or putting your head in the sand about it. It happened. And if someone's got an issue with it, I'm more than happy to talk them through it. And, you know, at the end of the day, friendships are made through not just all being nice and people saying what you want to hear all the time. Sometimes the truth hurts and you've got to accept it. And if you've done the wrong thing, you've got to put your hand up and say, you know what, I take responsibility for that.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Warnie, I loved you on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I think a lot of Australians who maybe weren't into cricket fell in love with you and loved your honesty. I think one of my favourite stories, though, was you talking about your bedroom and how you've got mirrors and a leather bed, the four-poster. Do you feature much of your bedroom antics in your No Spin book?
I think I've only really had two serious relationships. So I talk about my relationships with my ex-wife that we split up 13 years ago. Sometimes people forget it was that long ago.
Yeah.
And my relationship with Elizabeth, when we were engaged. We bought a house together. We were together for 4 years or so. But I don't go into too many things about, you know, what actually happened.
It's not the Cosmo magazine with a sealed section in the middle.
I was kind of wondering if Warnie ever dressed up, I guess. Like, that was the one thing I was like, did you ever dress up?
If you push the red button now, you can get some extra answers, I suppose. The X-rated answers. No, look, what I wanted to achieve with the book was to hopefully, the same reason I went on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, is that I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, and there's been plenty of silly headlines over the years.
Yeah.
But there is more to me than that, and that just doesn't mean I'm an idiot because I made a few silly mistakes over the years. So
agreed.
The reason for doing I'm a Celebrity is that people see that I'm, you know, I've got feelings, I'm a human being, I make mistakes. But I've had a lot of great stuff happen over a long period of time. And the same with the book, I just want people to get a better understanding of who I am. Now, what? If they like me, that's great. If they don't like me, that's okay.
Yes.
It doesn't worry me if you don't like me. It's all right.
Well, you've got someone who loves you here, Warnie.
Yeah,
we all do, actually.
It's, is there a moment in your cricketing career where you can put your finger on and go, that is actually the greatest moment of my career?
I was so lucky to play in an era of Australian cricket that we beat everyone home and away. I played with some terrific players, once-in-generation players. I think people enjoyed watching the Australian cricket team play. I think people enjoyed watching me bowl. I think I'd like to think that I brought joy to people's life. I made them smile.
Yeah.
And I entertained them when I played. One moment stood out, probably the gadding ball from a personal point of view. My first ever ball in England against an Ashes series at 22 or 23, whatever I was. It was a pretty amazing thing to bowl a perfect leg break.
Mm.
That was a pretty amazing moment. But I think the moment that I sort of think back to and makes me smile the most was when I walked out into the Sydney Cricket Ground in 91-92 season. I looked up on the scoreboard and I walked out the bat and it said, "Congratulations, Shane Warne, you're the 350th Test cricketer to play for Australia."
Yeah.
Oh, that's and pretty
I went,
special.
Wow, that's not many people have that actually had this privilege and honour to play for Australia. So I felt pretty proud of that moment and thought, well, no matter what happens, no one can take it away. I played Test cricket for my country. So that was probably my proudest moment, yeah.
So, Warnie, you were a bit of a rascal and you have just said there was at least 350 that played Test cricket. Who was your right-hand man? Who was the rascal that loved to come for a beer somewhere around the world with you at any time?
My wingman, you mean?
Yeah, your wingman.
I used to go on rotation. I used to have to go on rotation.
So they could keep up.
I think I had most fun. And that's not the most fun and silly stuff. I think that's what you miss about the dressing room, just that silly humour, silly stuff, the banter. And I think having a beer with Merv after a day's play was always one of the great highlights because he just made you laugh so much and he was so silly. So, yeah, I think Merv was one of the great mates that I've made and was just always good fun to play with.
A moment I can imagine so many listening are envious of, sitting down having a beer with Warnie and Merv.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Now, Warnie, before you go, because I know you've got to go off to do some book signings today, one at Innaloo at 10 a.m. and Dimmicks Garden Centre at 1, I just wanted to play a really quick game with you, and you can't spin. You've got to give your honest answer, okay? So it's called The Last Time I. So you've
okay,
got to finish.
I just clarify something?
Yeah.
It is called Innaloo, right?
Yes, it's Innaloo.
I am pronouncing that right, but I'm signing in Innaloo because and I just thought, you know, Innaloo, there might be that many people there. It wouldn't take too long, the book signing, if we're signing Innaloo.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Innaloo. And if you
I'm
do...
Sure I'm not the first person to do those gags.
And if you
I
do,
just didn't know if I was reading it right.
And if you do have one at Coburn, it is Coburn and not Cockburn. So just another little tip for you.
All right, okay. So you're going to be Innaloo today. So the last time I... Okay, so I'm going to give you a... And you've got to finish it. Sure. So the last time
I'm nervous.
The last time I told someone I loved them.
I told my kids yesterday before I left.
Good.
That
I thought
first. That was my children.
Good
I
answer.
Thought that, okay.
Yeah, good answer.
The last time I gave someone a massage.
My son on his back.
Good. Okay. The kids are featuring heavily here. Okay. The last time I lied.
That answer before.
Jeez. That would be recently, but I'm not sure when.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll go with this final last one. The last message I sent to was.
I was to the book publisher checking the times on radio.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
And saying, are you sure it's Innaloo? well, it is. Shane's book, No Spin, is available now. And as Hyde just said, signing at Innaloo at 10 and then Dimmicks in Garden City at 1 o'clock as well. Shane Warne, absolute honour to have you on the show, mate. Really appreciate your time this morning.
No, thanks very much, guys. And I appreciate you having me on. And enjoy the book, No Spin.
Thanks, Warne.
Thanks, legend. See you, mate.
No worries. See you, guys.
Bye.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.